感谢主的恩典，他的信实，他的良善，他的慈爱。
We thank the love, the kindness, and the goodness and faithfulness of our Lord.
他又让我能够在这里能够继续跟大家传讲他的福音。
He that led me here so I can continue to worship with you.
如果我没记错的话，我今天讲到是在咱们教会的第十一次讲道。
According to my record, this is the 11th time that I'm preaching here.
今天讲到可能跟过去有一点不一样的，就是过去我是一个神学的学生的身份在这里讲到。
Today I'm preaching a little bit different from the past. Today, in the past, I was here preaching as a seminary student.
今天就是算成了传道人在这里跟大家传讲他的话语。
Today I'm a minister to spread the gospel.
其实大家有时称我传道人或者称仅仅是师母，我们真的是觉得很不配，也很真的有时候不好意思。
That we feel that we're undeserving that all you call us a minister.
但是真的为了主的交托，真的为了顺服主，真的就让我们真的就按着主你他的旨意。叫我们来彼此真的来一起来敬拜他，一起来顺服他。
So we will worship him, serve him together according to his will.
I
also want to thank all the brothers and sisters in the church that you have been very faithful and loyal friends to us.
正是因着你们的爱，因着你们的支持，我真的才能在神学能够顺利的读下来，能够毕业，能够回到我们的家中，跟大家一起来敬拜他，一起来侍奉他。
It was because of your love and your support that I could endure my studying. In the seminary and come back and serve the Lord.
谢谢每一位弟兄姊妹。
I want to thank every brother and sisters.
我们今天所要传讲的经文就是《哥林多前书》十一章二十三节到三十二节。
So the passage today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to 32.
大家刚才已经读过了。
We have just read it.
让我们开始之前一起祷告。
Well, let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你又把你的儿女聚在这里，一同来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that you brought all your brothers and sisters here to worship you.
主，我们能够在你的殿中来敬拜你，这是你赐给每个你儿女的特权。
We thank you because you give all your children the privilege to worship you.
让我们能够一起在你的殿中来全心的来仰望你，来敬拜你。
So that we may look upon you wholeheartedly and worship you.
主，就求你的圣灵今天就运行在你的殿中。
So may your name be your spirit be used in this in our midst.
求主你在每一个人的心中动那美好的善工。
May you start the good work in each one's heart.
让我们有能听的耳朵，能明白的心。
So that we may have a teachable heart and a ear that we can listen.
让你的道能够常常住在我们里边。
So your truth may be spread in us.
让我们的生命一日一日长进，更像我主耶稣基督。
So that our life may continue to grow, be more like our Lord Jesus.
求主你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer, O Lord.
我们同心合意祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in unison in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有一位基督徒弟兄，有一位基督徒弟兄。
There was a Christian brother.
他信主多年。
He's been a believer for many years.
他也自认为他很爱主，很追求。
He think he is a great, a good seeker and love the Lord.
只要主日不太忙，他总会带他的全家来敬拜。
Whenever he's not too busy, he'll bring his whole family to church.
特别是在分圣餐的主日，他更是克服一切困难，想来领圣餐。
Especially on the day they observe the Lord's Supper, he will overcome all difficulties to come.
因为他觉得能够多领一次圣餐，可能会让他的救恩能够多保证一些。
Because he believed.One more time he can receive the Lord's Supper and his salvation will be secure.
那天又是一个分圣餐的主日。
And one day was on this Lord's Day for the Lord's Supper.
但是很不巧。
But unfortunate.
他为他的儿子他为儿子报了去参加州里的钢琴大赛。
Because he'sson has to go attend the contest or piano contest in the state.
他也为女儿报了参加舞蹈大赛。
And his daughter has to go to a contest for the dancing.
所以他经过好多的挣扎，最后决定还是要带他们去。
After great struggle, he decided to still go to the contest.
但是他还是不舍得误掉主日的圣餐。
But he's unwilling to miss the communion.
他讲，反正讲道是赶不上了，但是他也想回来赶上圣餐。
But he thought he would be too late for the sermon, but he still come in time for the Lord's Supper.
但他可能也觉得他自己领不上了。
Oh, he didn't think he could catch up.
他突然想到一个主意。
He got an idea.
他就给他跟他同时在一起坐的一位弟兄打电话。
He called one of his fellow brothers.
他说今天领圣餐，你就多领一份，给我留一会儿。我一会儿回来再吃。再
When you receive the Lord's Supper, you can take an extra share for me.
我不知道是不是在我们中间也有这样同样认识的弟兄或者姊妹。
I don't know if there are brothers or sisters in our midst who have the same idea.
我不知道你对圣餐的认识如何。
I don't know what's your knowledge about the Lord's Supper.
所以希望今天呢，我们透过神的话语，通过格林多前书十一章，我们一起来考察一下神在圣经中怎么样来教导我们关于神他的圣餐。
So today let's teach what the Lord teaches us through chapter 11 of the First Corinthians about the Lord's Supper.
所以通过今天的信息呢，我想一起考虑这样一个问题主题。
I also wanted to consider a question through today's message.
神的儿女应当按理领受主所设立的圣餐。
God's children should observe the Lord's Supper according to what is ordained.
我想要通过底下这么四点来概括。
So we're going to use the next four points to discuss this.
第一点就是设立圣餐的目的。
The first is the purpose of instituting the Lord's Supper.
这是在经文的23-25节。
It's verse 23-25.
第二点。
The second.
领受圣餐的意义。
Is the meaning of receiving the Lord's Supper.
这是在第26节。
It's verse 26.
第三点是领受圣餐的态度。
It's the manner of receiving the Lord's Supper.
这是在经文的28节。在第二点领受圣餐的意思是26节。
The meaning of receiving the Lord's Supper is verse 26.
第三点我想分享就是领受圣餐的态度。
So the third is the manner of receiving the Lord's Supper.
这在第28节，还有31节，还有32节。
So verse 28 and the verses 31-32.
最后我们看一下不按理领受圣餐的后果。
So the last point, the result of receiving the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner.
这是在第27节还有29节到30节。
So in the verses 27, 29 and 30.
首先我们看一下第一点，主设立圣餐的目的。
The purpose of the Lord's Supper.
我们一起看一下第23节到25节。
Verses 23 to 25.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每分喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
从这节经文中，我们首先可以看到，圣餐乃是主耶稣亲自设立的。
So from these verses, we know that the Lord's Supper is personally instituted by the Lord Jesus.
这里使徒保罗说，他是从主领受的。
Paul says he received this from the Lord.
这也就是告诉我们，就是说，他不是从别的使徒那里听的，或者也不是他从别人那里听的，乃是主亲自启示他的。
So this tells us Paul did not hear this from other apostles. He learned this from direct revelation from the Lord.
这里面还说主被卖的那一夜。
It is for the night the Lord was betrayed.
那我们大家都熟悉，那就是在主上十字架之前，他跟他的门徒吃最后的晚餐的那一夜。
So that is the night before our Lord went to the cross. He had the last supper with his disciples.
在这几节经文之内，我们还可以看到圣餐它的组成是什么。
Now today we can also see what constitutes the Lord's Supper.
那么圣餐的组成，它有一个内在的意义，还有一个外在的意义，还有内在的意义。
So there is an internal meaning and the outward meaning.
那么圣餐外在的意义就是，它就是我们一会儿我们要分的圣餐，就是饼跟杯。
So the outwardly is the bread and the cup.
它是有形的，是看得见的。
So it's something you can see that is formed.
那么这里面饼跟杯，它有它的指代的意义。
So this cup and the bread represents some special meanings.
所以它是无形的，也就是内在的。
Those are not formed; it's internal.
那么饼呢？它这里面告诉我们说，它是代表主的身体。
So the body represents the body, the bread represents the body of the Lord.
那么杯在这里面，它其实是更准确说是在杯里面所盛的那个东西。
So the cup actually meaning the what contained in the cup.
对，我们有的时候有的是用红葡萄酒，有的时候是用这个葡萄汁儿。
So sometimes we use grape wine, and sometimes we use grape juice.
但是不管用什么，它是代表主的宝血。
Whatever we use represents the blood of the Lord.
它象征着主耶稣基督用他的宝血与他的儿女所立的新约。
Symbolize the New Testament that the Lord established with us in His blood.
所以在这里，当我们领主的饼和杯的时候。
As we receive the bread and the cup,
我们其实在接受基督。
We are receiving Christ,
让他进入我们的生命。
So let him enter into our lives.
我们可以从他支取各样的恩典跟属灵的好处。
So we may receive all kinds of grace and the spiritual benefits.
我们可以顺服他，靠他而行而生。
So we can be obedient to him and depend on him to do our things.
这我们可以一起看一下哥林多，也可以看一下哥罗西书第三节，第三章第四节。哥罗西书第三章第四节。
So we go to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第四节，他告诉我们说，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
So Christ is our life. When he is here, that you will be receiving with him.
那么从这里我们可以看到第四点，我们可以看到圣餐的目的是什么。
And also here we can see what is the purpose of this Lord's Supper.
这里面多次提到主耶稣说，我们领圣餐目的是在纪念我。
So many times it says in remembrance of me.
也就是这里面说，主耶稣说纪念主耶稣为我们所做的一切。
Is to remember what the Lord Jesus has done for us.
所以圣餐呢，它是一种仪式。
So It is a ceremony.
他呢是让神的儿女呢不要忘记我们的主为我们在十字架上所成就的一切。
So let the God's children not to forget all the things the Lord has accomplished for us on the cross.
不要忘记他在世的时候所做的一切。
Not to forget all the things he has done when he was in this world.
他的死，他的复活，如今还有他的升天，如今他就坐在我们父神的右边。
His death, his resurrection, his ascension, and today he sat on the right hand of the Father.
他继续为他的儿女祷告，继续等候那些还没有信靠他的儿女来归向他。
He continued to intercede for his children and continued to wait for those unbelievers to come to him.
好，第二点，我们可以看一下领受圣餐的意义是什么。
So now let's see what is the meaning of receiving the Lord's Supper.
我们可以看第二十六节。
The verse 26.
你们每分吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以这里领受圣餐的意义呢，包括三方面的意义。
So there are three meanings in receiving the Lord's Supper.
一个是过去的，一个是现在的，还有将来的。
So it's the past, the present, and the future.
首先，对过去来说，首先它表明主的死，圣经上讲。
So the past is to proclaim the Lord's death.
这是表示说，主耶稣基督他过去为我们死，所以他既是他是我们的赎罪祭，也是挽回祭。
So.Jesus died for us, so his death is our redemption and is also our propitiation.
这是一种宣告。
This is a proclamation.
是一种完全的确信。
It's a complete assurance.
确信主为我们死了。
We believe the Lord died for us.
把我们从罪恶过法中挽救出拯救出来。
So redeemed us far from our transgressions.
用他的生命来救赎了我们这些本该灭亡的人。
So he redeemed us with his life. We ought to perish.
免去了我们的死。
So we shall not die.
而他呢，去代替我们死在十字架上。
And his death substituted for our death on the cross.
免去了神在我们每一个在座的人身上的震怒。
So it's kind of removed the wrath from God on each one of us.
把这些震怒全部加在了他自己的身上。
So he took all the wrath on himself.
我们看一下罗马书三章二十五节。
We go to Romans chapter 3:25.
罗马书三章二十五节告诉我们说，神设立耶稣基督做挽回，耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐。的心宽容先时人先时所犯的罪。
So that's Romans 3:25.
好，那么第二个意义呢，就是表示现在的意义。
So the second is the present meaning.
那么表示现在意义，就说明我们领受圣餐的同时
，as we receive the Lord's Supper at the same time.
就是在与主联合，与主交流。
So that we are in union with the Lord, we have a fellowship with the Lord.
那么此时此刻，每时每刻，神就在高天上，在父神的右边，为在座的每一个人祈求祷告。
So at this moment, the Lord is sitting on the right hand of the Father and interceding with for us.
所以第三个方面是表示将来的意义。
So the third is the future.
就像我们经文最后一句说的，只等到他来。
So it says until he comes.
所以这是指主耶稣基督在那里等候他的儿女。那么领受圣餐，那么我们这不是暂时的一件事情。
So he's waiting for his children. So when we receive the Lord's Supper is not just a temporary.
所以这是一个永远的事情，直到耶稣基督再来。
So this is a permanent until he comes.
所以是表示一个将来的意义。
So it represents the future.
我们第三点，我们一起讨论一下领受圣餐的态度。
So now we talk about the manner of receiving the Lord's Supper.
这是在 第二十八节，还有三十一节、三十二节。
So verse 28, 31, and 32.
我们先来看一下这几节经文。
Let's read the verses.
人应当审查自己，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。因此在三十一节，我们若是分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
So 27, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Verse 31, but if we judge ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world.
那么第二十八节，他告诉我们说，我们要自我审查。
So, verse 28 tells us we should first examine ourselves.
那我们应该怎么样来自我审查
？How do we examine ourselves？
所以这里其实告诉我们，我们来到主的面前领圣餐的时候，我们就要审查自己，就要用一种这样的诚实的、无伪的、严肃的、谦卑的心态。
So we come before the Lord. We should be honest. We should be no falseness.And should be humble.
也从一种敬畏的心态。
And with a reverent heart.
那么我们审查什么？
What do we examine?
那么我们来到主的面前领圣餐，我们首先要审查我们是否有得罪神的、得罪人的地方。在过去。
So first we should examine, have we offended God or offended others?
是否我们心中还有怨恨？
Do we have hatred in our hearts?
我们心中是不是还有没有饶恕？
Have we not forgiven anything?
有没有过去，冒犯过我们的人，或者是跟我们有什么过节的人，我心中还不放过他，还继续在不好宽恕他。
So have we forgiven those who offended us, or there are people who are still holding grudges against?
还有就是我有没有自己认识到我自己的罪？那我有没有在过去这些段时间来，我有没有真的去悔改？
Have I realized my sins? Have I really repented for all my sins?
如果没有做到的话，就求神帮助我们，让我们有这样的力量，有这样的信心，来重新悔改。
So if we haven't done it, we should ask the Lord give us the strength to repent.
那么第二方面领受圣餐的态度就是，我们要有积极的态度去领受圣餐。
So we should aggressively receive.
千万不要有一些消极的态度。
Don't be so passive.
有的人觉得，哎呀，我今天领圣餐，我做了那么多神不讨神喜悦的事，我也不配来领这个圣餐。
Some people may think, you know, I have done many things that did not please the Lord. I don't deserve to receive the Lord's Supper.
我们要知道，我们不是因为完全，也不是因为我们多好，我们才值得去来领这个圣餐。
We should know.We receive the Lord's Supper not because we are perfect, not because we are good.
正是因为我们每个人的不完全，因为我们的这个，我们还是不完全，我们还有好多的需要，来需要神的帮助、怜悯，我们才来到他的桌前来领圣餐。
It is just because we are imperfect, we still need God's mercy that we come to Him to receive the Lord's Supper.
那么我们领圣餐的时候。常常不要定睛在自己的身上。
So as we receive the Lord's Supper, do not just focus on ourselves.
也不要定睛在别人的身上。
And don't look at other people.
领圣餐时，我们要全心的定睛在我们的主耶稣基督的身上。
So when we receive the Lord's Supper, we should fix our eyes on Lord Jesus.
让我们全心的相信，不管我过去做了什么样、什么错事、犯过什么罪，只要我能够在诚心实意的来到神的面前来认罪来悔改，知道神一定会赦免。
We need to be convinced, no matter what sins we have committed, as long we come before Him, earnestly repent, we shall be forgiven.
知道我们不能做的，神都能做，神能够使我们都能做。
The things we cannot do, God can do it. God can also enable us to do it.
好，第三点，我们要坚信神的应许。
The third is we receive God's promises.
那么这里面首先谈到，他说要分辨自己。
So first we need to discern.
那么什么叫分辨自己？
What does discern mean?
分辨自己也就是一个自我的一个判断。
So it's a self-judgment.
那我们哪些事情，我们可以自己先思想一下，哪些事情我做的不讨神的喜悦？
We need to think what the things we have done did not please God.
我们就先认自己的罪。
We confess our sins.
求神的怜悯，求神的饶恕。
We ask for forgiveness and mercy.
我们一起看一下，约翰一书一章九节。
Let's go to 1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰一书一章九节告诉我们，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So if we confess our sins, he is faithful and will forgive our sins and cleanse all our transgressions.
我们再看一下，今天我们就像薛昭之后，诗篇三十二篇第五节。
Let's go to verse 5 of our call to worship in Psalm 32.
他说三十二篇第五节说，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
So that's the call to worship.
好，第二点，这块还告诉我们说，有两个词叫受审跟惩治。
So we need to be judged and we need to confess.
所以这里面呢，受审跟惩治呢，其实它是指的同一件事。
This is referring to the same.
它这里这个地方受审和惩治呢，它不是那个死亡的那个永远死亡的审判。
This is not the final judgment that the second death.
乃是神对他儿女的一些必要的管教。
This is God's discipline for us.
免得我们和世人在最后审。大审判的时候一同被定罪。
So lest we be condemned at the final judgment.
最后一同面对神的审判。
So when we face the last judgment from God.
我们一起看一下诗篇九十四篇十二节。
We go to Psalm 94.
诗篇九十四篇十二节告诉我们。
Psalm 94 verse 12.
耶和华，你所管教、用律法所教训的人是有福的。
Verse 12, it says, Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law.
我们一起再看一下希伯来书第十二节，第十二章第六节。
So we go to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章第
Verse 16. Hebrews
对十二章 第六节，他说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，他被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。”
He says, "My son, you shall not despise the Lord's discipline. Whoever he loves, he shall discipline you."
所以呢，我们来到神的面前来领受圣餐的时候，神是要我们的一颗。真的是坦白的心，一颗诚实的心，一颗愿意悔改的心。
So when we come before the Lord, receive the Lord's Supper, God wants is a contrite heart, a repenting heart.
最后我们一起看一下，不爱怜领受圣餐的有什么后果。
So the lastly, we look at the consequences of not receiving the Lord's Supper in a worthy manner.
这是在第二十七节、二十九节还有三十节。
So verse 27 and 29 and 30.
我们先看第二十七节。
Let's say verse 27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。
So in verse 27, whoever therefore eats the bread or drink the cup in an unworthy manner.
二十九节告诉我们说。因为人吃喝若不分别是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
So verse 29, for anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself.
所以我们一起看一下不按理领受圣餐的实质是什么。
So let's see, what does it mean when we do not observe in a worthy manner?
那么首先我们看一下什么叫不按理领受圣餐。
What does it mean unworthy?
在这里不按理的意思就是不在乎或者很随便来到圣餐桌前面。
So unworthy here means we come to the table carelessly and we don't care.
或者还有可以叫不恭敬的或者不虔诚的。
Or, and we are not earnest and we are not reverent.
或者有一种藐视的或者目空一切的
或
者有自以为是的。
Or, we have a despising attitude.
那么它的实质是什么呢？
What is his real meaning?
那么就不爱丽丽是不是圣差师这里面告诉我们其实就是吃喝自己的罪。
So it means we would have eat and drink our own sins.
什么叫做你吃喝自己的罪呢？
What does it mean?
因为你没有按神的教导去领受圣餐， 你在领受的过程中同时其实你就是在犯罪。
So if you do not receive the Lord's Supper in a worthy manner, at the same time you are committing sin.
因为我们不按照主的教导去做就是罪。
If we do not do things as the Lord taught us, then we are committing sin.
好，那我们看一下不按理领受圣餐的后果。
So what are the consequences?
我们看一下第三十节。
Verse 30.
他说，因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。我们好。
That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died.
这里面他举了三个方面的后果，一个是软弱的，一个是患病的，最后是死亡。
So there are three results: weak, ill, and die.
那么软弱或者是这里面说的患病，那么这个我们知道，人平时也有感冒各样得各样的疾病。那么这个呢，软弱或者疾病呢，并非都是因为我们自己犯罪造成的，直接犯罪造成的。
So sometimes we are sick. We are weak, not necessarily because we have committed sins.
但是某些时候，我们身体软弱或者得一些疾病，确实与我们自己犯罪有一定的关系。
So, but sometimes we may be weak, we may be ill because we have committed sins.
所以，当我们遇到这些事情的时候，也是神给我们一个很好的机会，让我们能够来到他的面前来自我审查。
So when that happens, God gives us the opportunity to come before Him and examine ourselves.
能够求神的怜悯，求神重新给我们力量，让我们重新得力。
We ask for His mercy, ask Him for the strength.
所以这里面的软弱还患病呢，就像是神在管教他的儿女的同时，会让他的儿女受一些痛苦。
So the weakness and the illness is God's discipline, so His children may suffer some difficulties.
那么最可怕的是最后一个后果就是死亡。
So the last is the most dangerous one is death.
这是不爱理领受圣餐最严重的后果。
This is the most serious consequence for an unworthy manner.
这是因为那些人不爱理领受圣餐的人，其实他们是在亵渎主。
So for those who do not receive in a worthy manner, they are committing blasphemy.
他亵渎神耶稣基督他自己所设立的圣餐。
So they blaspheme God because that's the way He ordained the Lord's Supper.
所以他的罪呢，不但不可能被主的宝血所洁净。
Not only his sin will not be cleansed by God's blood.
而是他正在干犯主耶稣主的血。
So he is, offending the blood of our Lord Jesus.
他会招致更大的罪责，甚至也就是面对死亡的审判。
So he will suffer great transgressions, which is the final judgment of death.
我们看一下希伯来书第十章第二十九节。
Well, let's go to Hebrews chapter 10.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
哦，二十八节跟二十九节，我们一起看一下。人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个人借证人尚且不得连续而死，何况人借他神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，有亵慢施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
So verse 28 and 29, anyone who has set aside the law of Moses dies without mercy on the evidence of two or three witnessesHow much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by the one who has trampled underfoot the Son of God and has profaned the blood of the covenant?
弟兄姐妹朋友们，
So brothers, sisters, and friends,
今天我们在一起呢，思想了主设立圣餐的目的。
Today we have looked at the purpose of this Lord's Supper.
那么基督徒领受圣餐的这个心态度还有它的意义。
And the manners and the attitude and the purpose of the Lord's Supper.
那么最后我们也思想了不按理领受圣餐的严重的后果。
And lastly, we consider the consequences of receiving the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner.
其实我们一起领受圣餐，它是一个，其实也是一种敬拜。
Actually, when we receive the Lord's Supper, it's a form of worship.
也是一个一起的一个庆典。
It's also a celebration.
一起欢庆主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的大事。
We rejoice in the accomplishment of our Lord on the cross.
与主相连，与主相沟通。
So we have a fellowship with our Lord.
相信他的应许。
Believe in His promises.
等候他的再来。
And waiting for His coming again.
那么基督徒领受圣餐的时候，那么也是来行神，也是来遵行神的吩咐，其实是。
So as we receive the Lord's Supper, we are obeying the commands of the Lord.
也是为了纪念我们的主为我们所创始成终的主。
It's also to remember our Lord who have accomplished our salvation.
那么圣餐呢，它是代表主的身体和主的宝血。
So the Lord's Supper represents the body and the blood of the Lord.
按理领受圣餐会带来主的祝福，还有生命的各样的益处。
If we receive it in a worthy manner, we shall receive benefits and blessings from the Lord.
那不按理领受圣餐，就是在亵渎神的圣餐。
If we do in an unworthy manner, we commit blasphemy.
那么会招致神的愤怒，那么会吃喝自己的罪。
We'll suffer the wrath of God and eat and drink our own sins.
那么我们作为神的儿女
，as children of God，
那么你们应当，我们应当怎么样来对待圣餐？
How should you treat the Lord's Supper?
那么关于圣餐，你应当怎么样来教导你的家人
？How are you going to teach your family about the Lord's Supper?
特别在这里，我想对一些青少年讲。
I want to particularly speak to the youth.
你过去怎么样来对待圣餐
？How did you treat the Lord's Supper in the past?
通过今天的我们一起的思想，你是否有新的认识
？Do you have a new knowledge and understanding?
那么对于每一个神的儿女
，to all God's children，
我们要按照主的教导
，we are do it according to the teaching of the Lord，
要心怀感恩、敬畏、盼望的心。
We come with thankful and reverent and hopeful hearts，
来领受主耶稣基督所设立的圣餐
，to receive the Lord's Supper which was instituted by Lord Jesus。
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典的怜悯。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
主啊，为着你在每个你儿女身上，主啊，从创始之前你就给我们预备的救恩来感谢你。
We thank you that you have prepared this way before the salvation.
主，我们都是一群软弱无能的人。
We were a group of people who are weak and incapable.
我们知道靠着我们自己，我们什么也做不了。
We cannot do anything according to ourselves.
但是我们知道主，你是我们的盼望。
But we know, Lord, you are our hope.
一切，你是智慧的源头，你也是知识的源头。
You are the source of wisdom and knowledge.
主，你知道我们对你常常有信心。
We have great faith in you.
让我们常常来到你的面前来寻求你。
We often come to you and to beseech you.
让我们每个人能够成为一个受教的人，能够成为一个寻求你的人。
So that we can all be a teachable person and a person who would seek the Lord.
特别是通过今天的信息。
May you use today's message.
让我们每个人能够知道主你在十字架上为我们所成就的。
So all of us would know what you have accomplished for us on the cross.
让我们每日都心存盼望，能够与主同行。
So that every day we have hope in our walk with you.
我们在祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.